You're listening to Boston Public Radio. I'm Edgar B. Herwick III. Well, as you just heard before the break, we are talking about love songs now. It's Valentine's Day, so we're going to open up the phone lines. Here's the number, 877-301-8970. We want to hear about your favorite songs, the good, the bad, the ugly, the eye rollers, the cheesy ones, the ones that you never hear, the ones that people don't think of as love songs, but you think of it as a love song, or if you have a love problem that needs to be solved with a song and you need an idea for how to solve that problem with a song. We've got with us in the studio Sarah Rodman, who's a pop music and TV critic for the Boston Globe. She's been with us many times when we talk about music here. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're happy to have you here. But we got to get things started with GBH's own Ron Della Chiesa, who's joining us by phone here. You've heard him for years here on 89.7. You still hear him over on 99.5 when it comes to love songs, torchlight songs, opera. This guy knows love songs. Ron, welcome to the air with us today.
And happy Valentine's Day to all of you over there. You sound great on the air. I can just feel love is in the air everywhere.
We love it. We love it. So, Ron, you know, one of your areas of specialty is the Great American Songbook, and there are so many good love songs in, you know, what we sort of generally refer to as the Great American Great American Songbook. For you, for somebody who knows music the way you do, what makes a love song a great love song?
Well, first of all, the message of the love song, the poetry in the lyrics. You know, the Great American Songbook was well known for that because you had writers like Jerome Kern and Cole Porter and the Gershwins and Johnny Mercer. And, you know, 90% of what they wrote about was love and every aspect of love. Love at the beginning, the euphoria of love while it's happening, and then the tragic end of love, the bittersweet quality of love. It's all there in the music and lyrics of the Great American Songbook, and there's hundreds and hundreds of songs that deal with that. It's so difficult to pick out just one or two, but so many good ones.
Someone to watch over me is my vote.
That's you like that one? Yeah, that's a good one. That's good. One of my favorite of that era, and it's one that's known a little less, is No Other Love, Joe Stafford's version, which is an amazing song, and it's actually kind of in the consciousness again. It was in The Master, so it's kind of risen back up a little bit, but that's a great one. Ron, for you, what are a couple just great ones?
Well, one that I think best express the euphoria of love and, you know, how it feels in the beginning, the challenge of a new relationship when you meet somebody and you just feel so consumed by that person has to be Cole Porter's Music and Lyrics for I've Got You Under My Skin. I'd sacrifice you, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning word that comes in the night. You know, it's got it all. And when Sinatra sings it with Nelson Riddle's arrangement, that's really the consummate version of that song, because you can feel that he's been through it and he's singing it from his heart.
Let's hear a little of it. Bring that music up.
So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so.
Yeah, I mean, nobody does a love song like Sinatra. He's sort of like there's Frank Sinatra and then everybody else,
exactly.
Like a little bit. You know what I mean?
I said to myself, this affair never will go so well.
So Ron, another singer from this era who I know is a big one for you is Mr. Tony Bennett.
Well, yeah, and it's fitting that Tony tonight on Valentine's Day is going to be appearing at the Opera House. What better singer to do the Great American Songbook on Valentine's Day with all these songs about romance and love than Tony Bennett? You know, he just released a set of 70 CDs of his six decades of recording for Columbia. Just about every one of them is a love song, but one of the first ones that brought him success is one of my favorites, Because of You. There's a song in my heart. And of course, heart's a big part of Valentine's Day, too.
Let's hear a little.
There's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its time.
You really can hear how young he is here.
That's the young Tony Bennett, 1951. And, you know, the thing about Tony's voice is he's a bel canto-trained singer. He was trained in the tradition of opera. And there's a tear in that voice, a tear that comes direct from him emoting through the lyrics. And he does that every time.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, Ron, are you going to be there at the Tony Bennett show tonight?
I wouldn't miss it. Matter of fact, he was nice enough to ask me to introduce him. So
hey,
it's going to be quite a celebration. I know there'll be a lot of people, a lot of lovers, a lot of would-be lovers, and a lot of lovers who have fallen out of love.
All right. Well, have a great time. And Ron, thanks for kicking off our love song segment with us here today on Boston Public Radio.
Thank you. And you'll always be young at heart. Everybody there.
Thanks, Ron. All right, well, I'm in studio here with Sarah Rodman, who's, we're both, it's just, this is what happens when you interact with Ron Della Chiesa. You just start giggling and laughing and beaming. Perfect man on Valentine's Day.
So great.
All right, so how about for you, love songs, Sarah?
Love songs, it's, you know, I'm one of those people that's of the belief that almost any song can be a love song if it's written with love. But obviously, you know, we're talking about songs where people are the object of love. And I tend to, towards the sad songs, I'm afraid to say.
You know what? I do too, and I think a lot of people do. I think that we were talking in the newsroom a lot about love songs today, and you know, the great love songs, the greatest of love songs, have at least a tinge of sadness in them, because it's sort of, because that's part of love.
Exactly.
Right?
Melancholy is part of the process, whether you're remembering an old love while you're, you know, even enjoying the giddiness of a new love, or you've just had your heart broken and you're timid about getting into it the next time. It's, that's always, there's always the fear of loss there, which is what I think that sense of melancholy comes from, which, you know, is the ache that makes you feel so good when you listen to it.
Yeah. So what's give me a pick. Give me
so
a song of yours.
Speaking of the ache, this song to me just breaks my heart every time I listen to it. It's called Letter to Hermione by David Bowie.
All right, let's hear a little.
The hand that wrote this letter sweeps the pillow clean. So rest your head and treat a treasured dream. I care for no one else but you. I tear my soul to cease the pain. I think maybe you feel the same. What can we do?
Right, so, ouch. He would tear his soul to cease the pain.
He's not joking around here.
He's not. So this is early Bowie. This is still him in sort of a folky place before he, you know, got spacey with the spiders. And it's just really intimate. I feel like you can feel like you're in the bedroom with him with the sheet of paper and the pencil and the acoustic guitar, like writing out this song to this girl that he just loves so much, and hopefully she feels the same.
In some ways, for me, getting a pretty straight-ahead love song from somebody like David Bowie is, it's more effective because he's such a weird guy, right? Like, you know him, and you know, there's so much, all the characters he's played through the years and just how strange he can be. To hear him just very stripped down, being pretty honest and singing a love song, it's kind of effective. It's kind of shocking.
It is very effective. And you know, it's entirely possible that this is also, you know,
a character
or a narrative as opposed to him sort of confessing his own love. But it's still really well lived in, really beautiful.
All right. So there's one. Give me another one before we go to calls here.
We've got David Bowie, but we have to go back to the originators, the Beatles, who, I mean, how many amazing love songs did these guys write? I mean, and
dozens,
I love
and dozens,
her,
and dozens,
here, there,
and
everywhere, If I Fall, like we were talking about before. The one I picked for today is another, it's actually, the content is somewhat upbeat. It's a long-distance relationship that Paul is having, but he's hopeful for the future, but it's still this sort of minor key darkness. It's The Things We Said Today from A Hard Day's Night.
You say you will love me if I have to go. You'll be thinking of me. Somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember things we said today.
I'm also a sucker for that, those harmonies, and also just that concept. We have so much music now that's about nostalgia. So much country music right now is actually about, remember back in the day when we, and this song is actually about looking into the future and
to look back at the past. But you know what, I think there's something really interesting about the fact that he's doing that, and when you combine that with the minor key and the somewhat melancholy sound of this, even though it's like at an upbeat tempo, there's this sense of sort of looming, right? I always think about when people make a promise to each other, like to, whether they're getting married or whatever, you're taking a risk. You're saying, we're going to do this for a whole big, long period of time.
Well,
and the
forever,
fact that he's sort
most
of,
people say.
Yeah. You know,
which
but he's
is
looking out into
mighty
the
long
future,
time, as Prince would say.
Looking out into the future, hopefully, but there's this sense of like, we don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
So I like it. It's a great pick. Yes. All right, let's go to some callers. We've got the phone lines open, 877-301-8970. You want to hear about your favorite love songs. Jim in Wareham, kick us off. What do you got?
excuse me. In 1980, I married my honey, and one of our songs was For My Lady. It's written by Ray Thomas, and the Moody Blues performed it. I think it's the ultimate love song.
All right, we're going to listen to a little of this song right here, right now. This is the Moody Blues doing For My Lady.
Oh, Jim, tell us you're still together. That's
yes.
So beautiful.
Yes, we are.
Oh,
yes.
That's great. Congratulations.
What is it that you love? What is it about this song that made it your song, Jim?
Well, I kind of like that French backbeat that they have that carries the tune, and it is slightly melancholy.
Yeah.
And I had just gotten out of the Navy, so it was kind of poignant for me at this point in time.
That's so great.
And, you know, I just love the girl so much.
And you still do.
I do.
Jim, that's the best. Thank you for calling us.
That just made my Valentine's Day, Jim. Thank you.
Happy Valentine.
You too. All right, that's Jim in Wareham. All right, let's keep it going with the listeners. We've got Bev in Dudley who's got a song choice for us here. What do you got, Bev?
It's by Elvis. It's from King Creole. As Long As I Have You. And I wasn't even a teenager yet when I first heard this. It's very short. But the line that I've always loved is, you're not my first love, but you're my last.
That's good.
All right. I don't think we got a cut of this one, but can you take us back to when you first heard it? What was it? The line's great, but was it, you said you were a teenager?
I wasn't quite a teenager when I saw King Creole. I can't remember the year, but I know I was pretty young, and I thought, would anybody ever say that to me?
Oh, that's so great. Has anybody ever said that to you?
I'm not telling.
Did you kind of want Elvis to say that to you?
No.
Oh, there he is.
All right, now here's a little
bit. I wanted it.
Oh, let's listen.
Let's think of the future. Forget the past. You're not my first love. Are you my last?
There was your line, Bev.
There's my line. I'm waiting.
All right. Well, if anybody out there wants to tell Bev that she won't be there, that she will be their first love, won't be their first love, but will be their last, give us a call.
Absolutely. And following up on that, if Bev's boyfriend or girlfriend perhaps is listening, go find that Elvis record, the King Creole soundtrack. This is the best gift that you could give Bev today.
There you go. Bev, thanks for calling us.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
All right. All right, so you got another pick for us, Sarah? Another love song?
I do.
That you really like?
Well, this one is super sad. It's called The Difficult Kind.
We had a couple sad ones, but now we're going fully sad.
Because this was, the others were at least hopeful that there was going to be a relationship. Mm-hmm. This one is clearly over.
Okay.
And she is now begging, basically, for another chance. It's called The Difficult Kind by Sheryl Crow, and it's from the Globe Sessions.
Won't you stop treating me that way?
Changed, Edgar. She's changed.
She's totally changed. She has totally changed since this Lance Armstrong years. She's a different woman now.
And yet, this person won't take her back, whoever it is in the song.
But you make a good point, though, when you talk about love songs, is that, you know, there are songs about being in love with someone, but then there are songs about the process of love. And the process of love is sometimes really hard. It sometimes is really confusing. It can be a lot of things. It can make you happy. It can make you sad. It can make you regretful. It can make you nostalgic.
Crazy.
It can make you into a total maniac. Total
Not
crazy
that either
person.
One of us knows anything about that.
Yeah, no, no. All right. So 877-301-8970. Give us a call if you've got a love song. I want to play one for you right now, Sarah.
Yes,
this is
sir.
This has been popular in our newsroom. Will Roselip, one of our producers, and I both kind of have this on our list. This is one of my favorite love songs of all time. It's got to be this version. The song's great. It's called I Only Have Eyes for You, but this is the version by the Flamingos. Let's just listen.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
So lyrics are great, but to me it's the feel that's created by this song, right? There's so much reverb on his voice, and then when the background vocals come in, there's so much reverb. But the whole point of this song is this sense that you're in a daze. You've just been you've fallen in love, or you're falling in love, and you can't get your head around it, and you're
literally
floating.
Blind to everything else.
Yeah, and this captures it perfectly. So
yes, my dad loves you right now. He is
excellent.
A huge fan of this song.
Nice. All right, we're gonna move to Christine in Wrentham, who's got a love song for us. Christine, what's your pick? Christine in Wrentham, how you doing? Can you hear us?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, all right, we're doing well. You got a love song for us?
Yeah, The Righteous Brothers, Unchained Melody.
A classic choice.
I still cry every time I hear it, and it's been on the radio for years.
Christine, do you remember the first time you heard it, or when it really started to become an important song for you?
When I was a teenager, somebody played it for me, and I thought, the fact that anyone could ever play that song for anyone else is amazing. It's wonderful. It's a great song.
Was it somebody that you were in love with that played it for you?
Yeah.
Yay!
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, happy memory.
That's really good. Let's hear a little.
God, speed your love to me.
Good stuff, Christine.
I'm curious, Christine, was that post-Ghost, or was this when the song originally came out? Or did we lose you?
Are you still with us, Christine?
Yeah.
When was it after the movie Ghost or before the movie Ghost had come around that this was a song that you were listening to?
It was before I saw Ghost. I don't remember what year Ghost came out, but
it
did, because it probably made it more popular, and it's a great song. It should be on the air.
All right, there it is. Love it. Christine brought it to the air. Thanks for calling us.
Righteous.
Righteous and brotherly. All right, we got time for maybe just a couple more calls, maybe just one more. We've got Alex in Holliston who's going to throw us a curveball, I think. What do you got, Alex?
Hello.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Hi. I have a song that has always felt like a love song to me, though a lot of people might not consider it. It's also been overlooked by a lot of people. It's called Low Man's Lyric, and it's by Metallica.
Love it.
Are you single, Alex?
unfortunately for everybody else, no, no.
Darn. I'm sorry, so happy about your pick.
She's loving it. The Metallica. Yes. What is it about this song? And I like the idea, because I think that for people who find love in a song that's maybe not necessarily a love song, it really speaks to the fact that it speaks personally to them. What is it about this song for you?
Well, when I listen to a song, it always makes me like want to find a narrative in it, and then for me the narrative in this song is an old man struggling with drug addiction, but the song takes the form of a love letter to his daughter.
Yeah.
And so it's you know, even for, say, Valentine's Day, I understand it's kind of unconventional, but it's very uncharacteristic of Metallica, even.
Yeah,
very
absolutely.
That's great. Alex, that's a great pick. Thanks for calling. I'm sorry we're out of time, so I got to cut you off there. But we love that you picked an unconventional
love
song.
It.
And it's a good memory. It's good to remember that Valentine's Day, while it's about romantic love, it's a time to celebrate all kinds of love, including my love for you, Callie Crossley, who's with us to close the show.
Even though you didn't play my song.
Well, just
that's
wait.
All right.
Now, you just wait a minute.
Okay. Oh, you do love me. Thank you, Edgar.
And thank you, Chelsea and Will and yes. Alan in the control room.
That's Olita Adams.
That's
Get
our
here.
Valentine's Day gift to you. Okay. Now close the show.
All right. Thank you all for listening to another edition of Boston Public Radio. We are always online at WGBHnews.org. And you can tweet us at all times, Boston Public Radio.
Show your love.
Show your love. And enjoy the rest of your afternoon while listening to this wonderful song on your Valentine's Day. I'm Callie Crossley. This is Boston Public Radio. You're here.